Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
We can get this started with Martine.
Hey, Trevor, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
Good. So we had heard, you know, all offseason that you know, there was no shortage of interest from teams in you. What was the deciding factor or factors that went into the decision to sign with Oakland?
It was just a long process, and you know, it was really good to see a lot of the interest that we had. But I think, you know, how normally these things work out, and I think it worked out this time where it seemed that Oakland had the most interest and really, you know, valued me being a part of this team the most. And that's something that as a player is always you know, something I really value, and you know, wanting to be a part of an organization and you know, just being somewhere where I'm welcomed and where they, you know, are excited to have me. And then on, you know, on the other side, just a great franchise, you know, great historic a great history here with the team, and a winning team, a team that puts out a really competitive brand of baseball and an exciting brand of baseball. And you know, looking at that over the years from across the field in the other dugout is something that's very attractive and appealing. And, you know, when I got to that point of evaluating those things, it's something that ultimately I really wanted to be a part of and experience for myself. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
And you're part of a few moves here in the past couple of weeks for the bullpen. What are your thoughts just coming in, seeing all the different guys that they've signed and just the bullpen as a whole? And just, you know, you mentioned from playing against them for the past few years, just your thoughts on the team, the past, what they've been able to do the last few years.
Yeah. You know, there's a ton of, I think, you know, you see a lot of the young talent, and especially for me looking on the pitching side, a lot of really young, talented arms, you know, and then with the signings that they've been able to make, bringing in some veteran guys like myself and Romo and Petit, I think that adds just a lot of depth. And, you know, for this upcoming season where, you know, we're going to have a little bit a longer schedule than we did last year, I think that's going to, you know, really factor in across the league, is just having that depth and being able to, you know, have guys that have the experience and to be able to get through it. But it's a great, you know, the lineup, powerful lineup, very dynamic, speed and power and the things that they can do on the field. And looking at the starting rotation, a lot of guys that are, you know, just, you know, starting to break out, you know, as well as some of the veteran mix. So, and, I mean, it kind of checks all the boxes on paper. And so I think, you know, the team is excited about that. And I think that's ultimately why we were able to make, you know, the front office was comfortable making a lot of these moves to bring in some pieces to really hopefully take us to the next level. And you know, that's really what I'm here for.
Manolo.
Good morning, Trevor. Welcome to our humble side of the world here. You were once one of the best, if not the best, closers in baseball. Of course, you went through the rough times with the injury and stuff like that. You pick the season to come back precisely when only 60 games in the season. What are some of the things you think that, you know, talk about the process of coming back, and one of the things that you had to do last year in such a short season to be the Trevor Rosenthal as before?
Yeah, thanks for that. I think, I mean, there's, you know, speaking to the injury, the Tommy John, and then the comeback, I think there's just so many factors that factored in to that time. It's hard, you know, it's hard to really pinpoint something, but I don't think it's necessarily something that was uncommon as far as, you know, getting back the time it took to get my command and my control. But fortunately, you know, through all that process, I had the health, I had the arm strength, you know, the talent to throw the baseball like I do was still there. So that was, you know, that was encouraging for me. It's something that I could, you know, kind of hang my hat on and know that if I could just continue to put in the work, the things would eventually come around. And that's exactly just what I did. I just kept, you know, just kept showing up, just kept having faith that, you know, I'd be able to figure things out. And I'm, you know, it kind of, it was cool to see how last year went. And I was really excited coming into spring training, and it seemed like when I was in camp down here in Arizona with Kansas City, things were really starting to click and I was excited for the season. And so for me, it was unfortunate that the season got cut short because I feel like I had, you know, a lot more to offer and, you know, ended up just being a little bit smaller sample size. But that's, you know, that's why I'm here today and this year, just excited to, you know, keep building on that process of, you know, being a healthy and valuable contributor to a winning team.
I'm sure some of those guys in the pen, you know, for example, like Petit and Romo, are guys that you have, you know, faced being on the other side in the past. You have had a chance to talk to some of those guys. And what is your impression of, well, you talked a little bit about this before, about the number of veterans they have in that pen.
Yeah, you know, those guys have, you know, done great things in the game and had great careers and been able to see see them play on other teams and compete against them. And, you know, it's a cool thing in this game whenever you get to eventually be a teammate with someone that you've always watched work from the other side. And so just, you know, I think yesterday was really just my first day. So I'm still, you know, in the process of, you know, being the new kid at school and making some friends. But, I definitely looking forward to seeing how these guys work. And, you know, I think the things that they've accomplished in this game could speak for themselves. So the credibility is there. Now it's just, you know, try and, you know, take what I can from them and then, you know, really just hope that I can push them and whatever they need to ultimately, you know, be the best, you know, the best arms out there that we can be this year. And for me as well, just to learn from them and feed off of their confidence and energy.
Matt? Hey, Trevor, welcome to the A's. We're happy to have you. Who are you? I know you're still new and you're figuring out who to be your friend and stuff like that, but who are you most excited to work alongside or somebody that you're really glad that you don't have to throw to?
I mean, this whole team is exciting. Like I said, I think just, you know, from the outside looking in, like I said, it's just the brand of baseball that the Oakland A's have always brought to the league historically is just an exciting. It's, you know, played with a lot of passion. And really, I think what this clubhouse does is just create a really strong brotherhood bond. And, you know, I think that's what I'm excited to be, you know, experience and put in the work over here, you know, here for the next 6 weeks and create that bond and, you know, become brothers with these guys. And we can, you know, go into this season, you know, just having each other's backs. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward just to working with everybody. I think, like I was talking about earlier, just, you know, the veteran pieces, the guys that you've always seen, it's really cool to see, you know, what you can learn from them. And then on the same end, you know, compete with the younger guys, you know, you want to keep, you know, pushing them, you want them to push you. And it just creates this really cool atmosphere of competition where at the end of the day, you know, the whole team is going to benefit from that. So that, you know, that's what I enjoy the most about the game. And I think, you know, the guys, you know, you could probably guess the guys that I wouldn't want to face with, you know, Chapman and Piscotty and, you know, the guys at the top of the lineup. I mean, this team's so deep and I mean, it's got so much power too. So, you know, I'm excited to pitch in the Coliseum. I think that's going to, you know, be something that's beneficial to my pitching style. Hopefully with, you know, the bigger foul range and a little bit deeper park. So all those things, you know, are exciting.
Matt?
Hi, Trevor. Were the A's in touch with you throughout the free agent process or were they a team that kind of came on a little bit later?
It was a little bit of both. It's hard to remember. I, you know, I think through the whole process, I saw how it was kind of dragging out and it seemed like, you know, it was going to take a little bit of time to, you know, let the market develop and really, you know, get, you know, things fired up. So, you know, at that point in time, I kind of shifted my focus to just controlling, you know, my offseason workouts and how I was preparing and getting ready for the year and, you know, let my representation kind of take care of everything. But I know we had conversations with them, you know, weeks prior to the signing and the interest level was high and, you know, on our side and on their side, we thought it would be a really good fit. And then as things, you know, shook out in the final hours, like I said, it just kind of became apparent that, you know, they really valued you know, me as an individual, as a player. And, you know, I think that gave me a lot of confidence that I could have success here and, you know, help this team.
And then was there anything particularly appealing to you about doing a one-year deal? I mean, some guys say they look at that as sort of betting on themselves. Was that a factor for you at all?
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that's kind of what it came down to is, you know, going somewhere where I could have a chance to succeed and then, you know, hopefully, you know, get back into the market and I guess I'll sign another contract. I don't know. It's hard to really think that far out, but, you know, I think either way, I'm really fortunate and blessed, you know, to have this opportunity that I have and have the contract that I have. And so for me, it's, you know, not really looking too far beyond that at this moment, but, yeah, it would be great, you know, to have another great season and continue, to perform at, you know, at what people expect and, you know, at those high levels.
Vince.
Good morning, Trevor. You became like the last piece of the puzzle for the A's as spring training was getting underway. And those are the, you know, the fans of the ball club saw they lost their very popular shortstop and a veteran has come in with Elvis Andrus, not the same guy, but certainly a capable player at the position. You're following somebody that gained a lot of popularity and had a lot of success in Liam Hendricks, and you've had your share of success as well. How do you feel about being in that position with this club that has, you know, the opportunity to go far in the playoffs and how integral you can potentially be a part of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, over the course of the season, the look of this team is obviously going to change from the way it looks right now. It's just how, you know, that's how it goes. But, you know, to look at how this team was built before I even was, you know, a part of the equation, I think this team was built to win at that point. And they had pretty much at that point replaced, you know, anything that they had lost or even maybe, you know, upgraded in some areas. But, you know, that I think that's very exciting and appealing that this team already had the talent, already had the depth. And then to just, you know, add a couple more pieces on top of that, like myself, is really exciting. I think talking with the front office when we were making this decision, that's something that's kind of the way they viewed it too. And so they were excited about, you know, making this happen and just the overall outlook on what this move was going to make for the team.
Shayna.
Hey, Trevor, how are you?
Good. How are you?
You said earlier that Oakland expressed the most interest in you. I'm wondering if you could sort of define what that interest looked like. What did they say to you that ultimately wooed you?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a big part of it is, you know, just kind of what I've been talking about, you know, what, you know, talking through that with them about how the roster looked and the pieces that they had. And, you know, I came, you know, I became part of the equation after they had already added, you know, Romo and Petit. And so those are two guys who, you know, fill a similar void that I do. And, you know, the fact that they still wanted to do something on top of that showed me, you know, the commitment that the organization had to winning this year and to putting out the best, you know, possible product that we could. And for me looking at that, I saw, you know, that it was going to be an opportunity to have a ton of success with so many options in the back end. But I think too, the other part is, you know, on the contract side where they really just gave us what we were asking for. And so when you're, I guess, going through the kind of the business negotiations and you have an idea of the options that you want to pursue. And then when someone comes to you and is willing to make that happen and certainly in these times where, you know, we haven't had fans and the revenues have been down and for them to make that commitment to me is something that, you know, showed me that they really wanted to make this happen. And that helped to make that decision for me, no doubt.
Matt?
Having not really had a chance to throw very many innings now for several seasons in a row and not, you know, having been built up that stamina. How did you go about that this offseason, getting ready for a full season, like 162 games?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because it's really just kind of the same process that I've gone through. Because, you know, last offseason, we didn't know the season was going to be short. So at that point, I had gone through the paces to prepare for 162. And then even when the season ended up getting, we ended up going home and having the break, I think it's kind of, I've heard other guys talk about it, but over that break, I never stopped throwing. You know, I never stopped. I never, you know, really dialed back the intensity or the volume. I kind of kept just going at the pace that I had been going. Obviously you can't simulate a lot of the game speed. But fortunately, you know, where I was in the country, we were able to, you know, do some sim games and, you know, do things on a consistent basis where I probably threw close to the same amount of innings that I would have in a normal season. And, you know, certainly it's not the same, you know, intensity, and you know, can't factor in, you know, travel and different types of recovery techniques, but, I'm confident that, you know, going through that process and the way I was able to, you know, keep my volume up and keep throwing, I think that'll, you know, have an impact this season and, you know, not being as much of a shock to the system, I guess I should say. But I think it's certainly, I think for me, I saw those results last year as well, where I was able, you know, when things, you know, basically turned on overnight, it was able to show up and have a very short period of time where I was already ramped up. So there wasn't a much of an adjustment process. And I think that's, you know, really what helped me to have a lot of success I had last year as well.
Martin?
I know you played with Stephen Piscotty in St. Louis for a while, and you know, he's a pretty popular guy over there. I'm just wondering what it's like to be reuniting with him. And do you know any other guys on this team?
Yeah. Stephen Piscotty, didn't really come up through the system, but we were both products of the, you know, the development system in St. Louis. And, you know, we had a good relationship and a close bond. We always, I always admired, you know, his work ethic and, you know, the way he approached the game, and his commitment to being a great player. And that's something that, you know, I'm looking forward to being around again and continuing to grow that relationship. I also, Pete Cosma is over here on a big league invite. And so we played a little bit together in St. Louis. And then I guess my signing mate, Mitch Moreland, announced on the same, around the same time. We were in San Diego a little bit last year. So looking forward to, you know, being around him again. He's a great, you know, great leader in the clubhouse, great player. And I think he's going to be a great addition to this team as well.
All right. Thank you so much, Trevor.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor.